Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We are on daf Samach Vav, about six lines from the top. Learn today's daf. Schus for foolish lemon b'chayy sarah bas chana devora. Okay, so we are in the middle or towards the end of discussing the following question. Rabbi Yehuda had mentioned in a Mishnah that when it comes to shkalim, if someone sent their shkalim, and then they were stolen or they were lost, and then they redonated, and they subsequently found. Then you can use those extra shkalim for the following year. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. But Rabbi Yehuda also said that if you have the pyre sari of Yom Kippur, which then got lost, and you subsequently shochet another animal for the karbon, and then you find the original ones, you may not reuse them for the next year. So the question was, why? We're going back and forth with a bunch of answers. Now we'll get to the final answer. Basically, the answer is because it's too risky to keep touching around. We don't want to keep touch them around. So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, what's the reason why the par and the sayer are left are to die and they're not nikrav the next year? Because of the gzeira chachamim, gzeira mishum takala. We're afraid of the possible, you know, problems because you might be nikshal with them. You might do something with them inappropriately during the year, which would be what? Gemara will explain. Gemara says, the Tanya, ein makdishin, not allowed to make hektesh, b'zman hazeh, the ein marichin, you can't do erichin, the ein machrimin, you can't make anything, say anything, zecherim, b'zman hazeh, because there's no basic medicine, you can't do anything with it. You can have a problem. There's going to be hektesh just sitting around. The im hektesh, and if you did, im hektesh, the erich, the hechrim, b'zman hazeh, what are you supposed to do? You have right now things that are hektesh. And you're going to be nichshal with them. You're going to have, what's going to happen with them? You can't use them. So therefore, if it's a behema te'aker, it should be uprooted. We'll see what that means in a moment. Peros ksus v'chelim, if it's fruits or kelim or some sort of linen or clothing, yirakvu, you should leave them out so they can just get ruined, right? Just leave them out. Ma'os v'chelim atachos, actually money, which is for them was coinage, and metallic and objects which are not going to rot, Yoli Hanali Yamamelach. Basically, she just like sort of taught them. The Rashas takes out the word Hana, and she just be Yoli Yamamelach. Just toss them into the Dead Sea. A, they're going to get ruined by the salt, and B, there are no ships there, so no one's going to grab them. And I always say that everything goes to the Dead Sea, so you're always going to meet people down there throwing stuff into the Dead Sea, so maybe somebody will touch it there. There may not be boats, but there are tons of people coming down there to toss things into the Dead Sea.
I never understood for different reasons. Doesn't everything float on it?
Right, so it's all there. I mean, but the idea I think is that the salt content or the chemical content will rot it out. But everyone's there having a party, throwing their stuff away.
You're meaning specifically your own health. I think literally. I thought you just get rid of it.
No, Rashi and Psachim and Tosas there say that it's not Rashi says it's Dafka. Tosas and Psachim say it's Lav Dafka. It's a place where it's any place where nobody will find it.
Yeah.
I think it's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosas and Psachim. Okay, so, and ve'ezehu ikor, we said by the behemoth we do ikor. What is the ikor? It's no al delach lefaneh, you lock the door in front of it, and since you don't have anything to eat, you starve to death, u'vihim eisim aleah, and Peter will be very happy. That's what you do, you starve it. So the Rav is basically explaining, just like you see in this brisa, that you're choshesh for takala, so too, we're going to be choshesh for the takala by the paru sawyer, if they're refound, because they're going to be sitting around, and maybe you're going to do something with them during the years. So the Gemara then asks, hey, takala demai. Well, what's the takala we are worried about with these items? E takala de hakrava. If we're worried, the chash is that maybe you're going to become and be mocked with them during the year. Well, afil kol rios nami. We have plenty of other animals where we say yirachi yisavu, and we never say over there, oh no, let them die because of the chash takala. What are we worried? Why specifically are we worried about them over here? That's number one. So then he says, e takala de giziv avoda. And if you're worried, the chash is that you're going to forget that they're kachim and you're going to shear them or you're going to work with them. So I feel a kol rios nami. So all other ones that you're going to that are sitting around yirachi yistavu, we should have the same worry. Why are you specifically concerned here as opposed to any other case of yirachi yistavu? So Gemara says, no, lo olam takala de hakrava. The chash is hakrava, and there's a chilik between these and the other ones because these are royal hakrava. There's no mum. Usually, the other times when it's yirachi yistavu, there's something wrong with them. You can't be mocked with them. Gemara says, "V'hanach la'olam takal de'akrava, v'hanach de'labnei akrava ninu lo tarid v'hu." If they're not bnei hakrava, Rashi says, "V'hanach bnei la'bnei akrava ninu, Shar Roos Einan Omdos Likarev Hani Alatzman El Demeyim. They're just sitting around, and then you're going to sell them. But these things themselves are not Roy V'Hakrava. You can't be marked with them. So Lo Tori V'Hen, Rashi says, which means Einan Meharer V'Hakravason. There must be some sort of pangs by a Kohen to be makriv a karba that's royal mizbeah. So once he sees something that's not royal akrava, it's only sitting there for the money, he's not going to be worried about it. But the parasayer, they're talking about Yom Kippur, there was nothing wrong with him. They're just sitting around for next year. Well, they're ready to go then. So maybe he'll be makriv it. So that's what he says. Olo takal da akrava, v'hanak lav ne'akrava in hulo tarid b'hu, v'hach the behemah, mean the sayer of paran of Yom Kippur, the bas akrava he tarid ba. You're going to, Rashi says, hach the bas akrava he liyom akippur abba, Tarid Bahu Libo, right? I guess in his heart, he wants to be marked with them. Yud. Tarid Bahu Libo. Tarid Bahu Vilibo Alakravasa. Or he's Tarid in his heart, Alakravasa, but Dilma Makhli to become Yom Kippur. Maybe he'll be marked with it before Yom Kippur. So that's why we say that these have to die. Because you're worried that you're going to be marked with them before this month. Okay. Whatever it is, yeah. It's a chatas, I guess. You can do something with it. Okay. V'takala atzma, the Gemara now says that whether you're choshesh v'takala, that may very well be the machlokas tanoim. V'takala atzma tanoihi. V'sanya, with the following, v'sanya chadav. One braisa says as follows. So you have to set aside the korban pesach. So you have this animal that's set aside for korban pesach. So pesach shlokara berishon, so it wasn't shechted on the first Pesach, so maybe the Bailim Rajotzitz Chol with somebody, it was something else, and this animal is set aside. So the idea is that you should sell it to somebody who was Tamei or a Derech Chok on Pesach Rishon, the Ikrav, and it'll be brought on Pesach Sheni. Now, if it wasn't Hukrav on Pesach Sheni, right, the Sheni, the Yikra Lashon Haba, you should wait and we'll use it for next year. So no, not worried about Katakala, just use it for next year, right? Wait for next year. Vitani Ida, promise we'll see in a minute. Well, it has to be a certain age again. We're going to have an age problem. So it's something holds like Rob. It's really 365 days, and you end up having an extra day. You can work it out. It's actually one day. The Gemara will say that in a minute. Vitani Ida, lo yikrav. The other Brisa says you're not allowed to be makriv it. So my love, v'takala pligi. Shouldn't it be that the machlokas is, the Brisas are cholik on whether or not we're choshish v'takala or not? The first Brisa says that when you can be makriv it next year, is not choshish v'takala. And therefore you can wait for the next year. The second Brisa says you're choshish v'takala, and therefore, you don't say what you do with it, but I'm assuming you make it die. I don't know what you do with it. And it just says lo yikrav. What does that mean? So also, I don't understand what the takala is when it comes to a korban pesach, because the rest of the year it's a shlomo. So if you makriv the paro sari, then you're doing it at the wrong time. But if you makriv a korban pesach shlomo zmano, doesn't it just become a shlomo? So what's the issue?
Moreover, what's the issue? Why do you have to wait till next year to be makriv it? Makriv right away to
the shlomo. Right, that's what I'm saying. What's the issue? Maybe not in the chachili, you're not supposed to do that. I don't know. The Gemara says lo, but that's not the machlokas and the brisos or whether we're choshish with the kala. The kuli alma, you add the brackets, you have to change the girsa, right? The marshal does as well. The kuli alma lo chashinu takala. We are not choshish for takala. But hacha, the machlokas here between the two brisos is beplukta de rebbi v'rabbanon. It's the machlokas and rebbi v'rabbanon we saw yesterday about how you count the year for the animal. Is it 1 year, a soul year, or a lunar year? Right? Beplukta de rebbi v'rabbanon kamifligi. The low kasha, and there's no kasha one brisa to the next. Ha Rebbe, ha Rabbanan. The brisa that says you can makriv goes like Rabbanan, because he says you makriv the korbanos according to the solar year, and therefore it's possible that a full year, right? The korban pesach only can be a year old, so it's possible that the korban pesach will not pass its first year from one pesach to the next year, because there's a possibility of having only 354 days. Right, assume it's not leap year. There's 354 days between one Pesach to the next. And even if it's Hufrash after the 8 days, so 354 plus 8, right, that gets me to, what? Right, that gets me to 362. So he's not finished his 365 days. So therefore, you could possibly exist. But the Harabon and the Rabbanan count that would count based on the lunar years. So once 12 months pass, 12 months pass, no matter what, you don't go by the days, go by the lunar months, and then if it's not hooked up on one Pesach, it's the next Pesach has to be over the, so it's the time out. So that's the machlokas. But nevertheless, so you see that the machlokas is not whether it's a choshen of the color or not. But the Gemara says, no, we're going to go back and say that the machlokas is the color. You can't say the machlokas is one brisa holds like Rabbi and one brisa holds like Rabbanon, because the brisa is continuing v'atanya v'chein hamos. The same halacha when it comes to actual money that's set aside, right? You have money that was hooked first before a carbon Pesach for last year, and it wasn't used. So the one brisa says you can't use it for the next brisa, for the next carbon Pesach. Now that brisa cannot be machlokas of Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, because there's no time limit when it comes to the money. So it must be that the machlokas is elalash maminah v'takala pligi. The machlokas is whether or not yochoshesh for takala or not. So too this whole, which makes sense, I guess. Rabbi Yehuda, who held that you can't be makir from one parsier from one yom kippur to the next yom kippur, he's kosher for takala. That's the following answer that we get as to why there's a difference between the shkalim and for the parsier on yom kippur. Okay, so now basically we're going back to the avoda. We discussed a little bit about the two, the Sarel Hashem and the Sarel Azazel, and we're going back to the avoda. Basically, we have now with the Kohen Gadol has now finished all the blood of Otos, and that was up to the time to deal with the Sahar Mishdaleach. Okay, so Balo Eitzel Sahar Mishdaleach. He comes to the Sahar Mishdaleach. Remember, the Sahar Mishdaleach is standing by the eastern gate, because that is where they sent it out. They sent it out to the Gadol Azazel, right? And his head has the red string. And the Kohen Gadol then places his two hands, or leans two hands, between the horns, umisvadeh, and he says vitoy. And what does he say? The Kachayomer, Ano Hashem, Chatu Avu Parshul Fanecha Amchabes Yisrael, Ano Hashem, Kaper Nalachatoyim, Vilavonos, Vilapshoyim, Shechatu Vishavu, Vishapashul Fanecha Amchabes Yisrael, Kakasu Besoros Moshev Dechalemor, Kiba Yomazei, Kaper Alechem, Taras Kamechotos Ophechem, Ifnei Hashem, Tit Haru, we all recognize this from the Avodah that we say on Yom Kippur. Ve'akohanim, ve'am, ha'omdim ba'azara, kishayushomim, shem ha'mufurash, shu yotzi v'pigon godo, when they heard the shem ha'mufurash, again, it's machlokas, rishonim, when shem ha'mufurash is, you know, the shem ha'vayah, or it's the 42, the big long name, right? Shu yotzi v'pia going godo, hayukorim, umushtachamim, v'nopim al-pneim, they would bow down, and they would fall on their faces, or omrim, they would say, baruch shem klom achlusu yolavod, they would say, baruch shem klom achlusu yolavod, because they heard the shem ha'mufurash.
You said that about three or four times during this whole video, right?
Right, so it's interesting. It's interesting that the vidui is differently. Sometimes it says about himself and his family. The second time, then he says about the Kohanim. And now he's saying it about for Klal Yisrael. So interesting over here is that there was a machlokas earlier as to whether or not the Kohanim get kapara via the Sahar Mishdaleach. And here it says, that we're going to see in a minute, it seems to indicate the Shah of the Brisa that it's not talking about the Kohanim. It's just talking about Am Yisrael. It doesn't talk about... All right, that's the other side. The machlokas is whether or not they're included in this or not. That was a machlokas we saw back on... I don't know, Samach Aleph, Samach Beis. But but look at the vidoy that he says, the Gemara is going to point out. The other vidoy, he says, to my brothers, to Kohanim, he doesn't include them over here. Also, it's interesting, the question is whether or not, this is the first time we saw that they all bow down. So the Rambam says that by all the, right, the Rambam in the Vodashim Kippur in Perak Beis Lech Zayin says, by all the viduyim, the Kohanim, the Am, would bow down. And the Tveres Yisrael and the Gemara Sari, they all explain that the only reason why the Mishnah wrote it over here is because the Tana waited until the end of all the Askaros to mention about them bowing down when they heard Shem Mufarash. But the Gra takes it out and he says they don't even have that bowing down over here. You don't. So it's a whole to do about when and where they bowed down when they heard Shem Mufarash. No, they bowed down, but it was for a different reason.
That's one last. When we do the Avodah,
skip one.
Right, one skip.
Yeah.
They didn't bow down during that one.
Right.
Well, there's
some people don't bow down there. The ones that don't bow down there.
Which one?
The one that you're not supposed to do.
The one you don't
bow down. After she'll bow.
No, not here. Four.
That's not the difference. There's a difference also between Ashkenaz and Sfarad about the.
Right.
One has nine.
I don't know about Ashkenaz. I've not asked in 20 years.
Right.
It's Sfarad.
I don't know.
The one we're not supposed to bow.
Right. Okay.
The one in the room and everyone's bowing. And Ashkenaz has the same problem. Why doesn't he do that in shul?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Ashkenaz has a big block letter. Here you don't bow.
Well, exactly. What do you mean? And they say,
here you don't bow.
I don't know. I haven't done this in years, so I don't know. I don't know. Even when I daven here, I don't daven those 6 fives. So whatever. So
why would you not bow? It's the same thing. I don't get it.
Yeah, so why don't you bow in that
I
one?
No, it's a good question. Why don't you
it says. It says it over there. I just don't, because when they didn't use the Shema first. The wording is different.
Okay.
That's how you call Rav Shdakim. You do it, obviously. Right? You follow what it says. And you love Moshe.
Alright, it's fine.
I think the Moshe. You sure it's much different?
All right. Anyway, so what happens?
I remember
what we're going to do, what we're going to do is before I think what we should do is before Yom Kippur, we should have a chazara of Maseches Yoma. We'll bring the piyutim and we'll go through it. And we'll do it. Yeah, we never did that. We had to go to a cherry picker. And we were supposed to also go to some shochet to do Nikor again.
We're also supposed to go to cool.
Right. All right.
Huh?
All right. We'll ask the Inventive Inspiration Committee to
do first.
Okay. So then, what happens? Misaro v'misha hayem alichos. And the Kohen Gadol would then transfer over, hand over the sayer to the person who the misha hayem, which means somebody was set aside from yesterday. Set aside from yesterday, malicho, and that person, that individual, would walk him to the azazel. But then the Mishnah mentions hakol, whether you're a Kohen or not a Kohen. Everyone was kosher to walk him to the Azazel. Rather, what they did though, Hakohanim Gedolim Keva, the Kohanim Gedolim made a minhag, they would only send him Dafka for Yad HaKohen. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, not even to Yisrael they would send it to, because Maisib Haholicho Arsula for Yisrael Haya. They sent it with a person named Arsula, and he was a Yisrael. Machlokas with Rav Yossi has been cholik. Rav Yossi is saying, no, in a Hanami, they usually typically gave it to a Kohen, but it happens to be this time they sent it with a Yisrael. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Balo Eitzel Sawyer. So he says, Hashta Hadar Tanam Yosso La Rurei Beseder Avodah. Now we're going back to talk about the Seder Avodah. But Kamar, he says, Dela Akhar Shekamar Kohen Gadol, Masam Damim Shal Parviseir, like Kedesal Pirkendo Tzilo, after he finished the sprinkling of the blood of the Parviseir, which was the end of the previous parak. Balo a Kohen Eitzel Sar Mishtaleach. So he comes to the Tzar Mishtaleach, but Makam Shemid Hashem Kenegat Beis Shiluchol, to the place where he was left on the way out to where he's going to be sent. And then it says Elosh Kohanim to Asu Kohanim. Rashi takes out the words Gedolim Keva Shehirgilu Lasos as a Kohanim Keva Lios Malicho. So Velo are you based in Shokohanim Anichem Yisrael Alicho? There was some base of the Kohanim who would appoint the person, and they would make sure it was a Kohen who would do it. There's a whole to do as to why they specifically wanted Kohen to do this. It's not an Avodah. There's a medrash that says that whoever was sent to do the Avodah would die within the year. So there's a bunch of Avodahs that are not, that are Kosher Bazar. And the Kohanim did it also. It's a Shechita Kosher Bazar, but the Kohanim always did it. The Kohanim didn't want to be accused, and they would only use the Shechita, but something else which may be detrimental to them, they wouldn't do. So they would volunteer and do that also, knowing that they would die within the year. Okay. That's what I saw. Fine. Now, B'Kevesh, Asulo, they would make some sort of ramp from where he was going out to the base of Middash. Really want to make a ramp so he could avoid the crowd. B'Kevesh, Asulo, right? Mipnei HaBabloyim, because of the Babylonians. Shahai Mithalshim B'Saro, they would pull out the hair. My folks, where they would pull out the hair of the Sayer, or they would sort of attack the Ish'iti going out, V'Omrim Lo, and they would say to him, Tolvitzei, go quickly, Tolvitzei, go out. What are you waiting around? Basically, they would assault him to get out. I guess these guys had a lot of errors and they wanted the Azazel to be thrown off the cliff quickly so they could get kapara. They would, right? Rashi says, V'kevesh kemin mala asu lo shahu gavoa, they make this ramp. V'yotze derech also a kevesh chutz lazar v'chutz la'ir, k'dei shelo yochlu ha-bavloim liga b'mishulach. The bavloim shouldn't touch the mishulach. And then also there's a girsa here that says b'mishaleach. Right, the one who's sending out. Nefisha Yahayu Regilin Lital Shovasaro. They would yank at him, Omrum, and say to him, Tol Maher Bitsei, Rial Tishayav and Osein Weslin Ode. Go quickly. They would assault him. They'd go quickly, which is silly. If you wanted to go, why are you attacking him?
Yeah, but exactly.
I think the whole purpose of the day, aren't they? You're attacking the guy on the holiest day of the year.
Right.
You want to get a kapara, you're attacking him.
So it's funny. So why did we just, the Satan Rebbe asks, why don't you just put up guards? Why are you making this whole ramp thing? Why don't you put up guards? Or why don't you just knock them down? It's because their heart's in the right place. If someone's heart's in the right place, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to put them down and to say you're doing this wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. So you want to keep them because they have the right kavanas. They're just doing it wrong. So let's do something to avoid the situation, but don't necessarily knock somebody down whose heart whose heart's in the right place.
Don't put bodyguards around.
That's what the question says. Don't do that. Just avoid it. Right? They have the right. They have a righteous intention. So boop, don't beat them down. Just avoid them.
This is a temporary ramp. They build it every year, I guess. Or whatever.
There must have been a ramp there. I don't know. There must have been a ramp there.
Back to the pictures. Never. That's why that ramp.
That temporary ramp. Oh. Let's see.
Okay.
So then he's just doing the reading. So then, because the Gemara had mentioned that the Kohen Gadol is Vada, and he would say, Kapir Nalacha Toyim Lavoros of Shem Shechot to Shavu Am Chobe Yisrael. And as we mentioned before, the Ilu Bnei Aaron Am Kodshecha Lo Kamor. It doesn't say Aaron, the Kohanim, like he said in the other Viduyim. So Man Tano, who's this Mishnah like? Am Rabbi Yirmiya, Tilok Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dika Rabbi Yehuda, if it went according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Amar Yesh Lahem Kapar B'Sar Mishtaleach. Rabbi Yehuda said that there is, that the Kohanim get Kapar via the Sar Mishtaleach. So machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rishimin on Das Samach Aleph. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim are mischaprim by the par on Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, and the Sar Mishaleach is mechaprim them on all the rest of the Averas. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim are mischaprim with the Dam of the par on Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, and on the Vidoy by the par of all Shar Avedos. For Rabbi Shimon holds that the Kohanim don't have a part in the Sar Mishaleach. The Gemara says no. Abai Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. Even say it is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohanim do have a part. Why aren't the Kohanim mentioned? Like much you said before, are the Kohanim lav dechlal amcho Yisrael ninu? Are they not part of Am Yisrael? It's amcho Yisrael. It's not talking about the Yisraelim as opposed to Kohanim and Levim. It's talking about your nation Israel, which is includes the Kohanim and Levim. Okay. So Misaro. So there's no raya from the Mishnah whether it is part of Rabbi Yehuda or not. So Misaro lemisha molicho. Then he would hand it over to the person who would walk it out. So the Gemara is now talking about walking the Sar to the Azazel. Tana Rabbanon, the Torah says as follows: Beshilach, the descent, right? Biyad ish iti hamidvara. So what's ish? It says ish, doesn't say a kohen. Vahakshir sazar, it comes to include even a non kohen, even Yisrael, whose kosher is kosher to walk the Sar into the midvar. Iti means sheyeh mizuman. Iti means he set aside a time. He set aside sheyeh mizuman. Right, that he has to be. Rashi says muchan lekach meetmo. Doesn't say the Mishnayos, like the Kohen Gadol was separated for a week. But the Ishiti is from yesterday. He was set aside. He was appointed the day before. And then it says, Iti, Miloshan Ace, meaning the actual time, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even when Yom Kippur calls on Shabbos, he can walk the Sar L'Azazel. We'll deal with that in a moment. And Iti, Afilu B'Tumah. Iti, even if he is in Tumah, even if he's Tameh, he can go inside the base of Middash and get the Sar L'Azazel and walk it out.
He's
appointed.
Right, he doesn't have to get himself
ready. No, he's appointed before. The question I have is like, okay, you had the Kohen Gadol was appointed 7 days before, and if something happened, you have somebody else come in. This guy was only set aside yesterday, and something happened, so why would the Kohen Gadol do a replacement and not by this guy to do a replacement? Because Tamei is Tamei. Why you?
Somebody else.
Right, but he says no. He says, Afilu B'Tumah.
There's no learning curve.
Right, even B'Tumah. Even B'Tumah, he goes. So Gemara says, and walk it. So it's a long walk. It's a long walk, and he gets pestered on the side. And they want to give him. You see, they offer him drinks on the side. They have a whole to do. And he's going to die next year also. So according to what we learned before, he may die. Okay, but there's a brisa that says that or midrash that says that the person who did this other zazel never saw the next year. Okay, ish lahachshir es hazar. So it says ish lahachzer zazar. So pshita, it's pasha. What do you need a pasha to tell me that a non kohen is kosher, right? Pshita, ma'ut. It's not an avoda. It's not being done in the base of Mikdash. So ma'ut the tamek kaparoksiv bei. Well, it says in the pasuk yamod chai with me Hashem lechaper alav. So kapara is taloy in it. So you would think that if it's kapara, anything that's deal with kapara, that needs a kohen. Kamash malad. That the price comes in, just no. Comes out said they don't need to send it dafka by kohen. Yeah, the kohen and the side on their own, it should only be a kohen. But really, if it's sent by Arsala or somebody else, it's fine. And iti afilu b'Shabbos. Iti means even on Shabbos. So my hilchasa, halacha l'maisa. So what's the problem? Why we need a special rivoy to tell us that you can send it even on Shabbos? What chilul Shabbos do you have by walking this animal, right? Even if he's going chutz the tchum,
yeah.
Chutz tchum is only din derabanan. Eiv tchum is a din derabanan. So there's a din deraisa, so you have to walk it out. So the din derabanan is gonna. You need the pasuk is gonna tell me that the deraisa is overriding the rabanan. We need the pasuk for that. How could the rabanan override the deraisa?
Leading an animal, is that also?
Well, being probably the rabanan also being markiv, being leading it.
You can have that rabanan override the
deraisa. In a pasuk?
Not
in a pasuk. Right. And what do we say?
We don't do blowjob brushes.
Okay.
Why? Because they modify what we do based on circumstance.
Right, but you're not going to have a pasuk to come tell me that the din d'rabbanan that doesn't exist yet overrides the din d'oraisa. We don't need a pasuk to tell me afilu b'shabbos because it's an isra tchum shabbos.
But how do you get to it?
How do we get to what?
How do we get to not blowing shofar shabbos?
The rabbanan make it. That's fine. The rabbanan have the koch yachasami will akadav in the Torah, but the Torah doesn't tell you that in the words of the Torah. You don't make a drasha from the pasuk. Yes, we say zichron shua. That's what they learn it out from. But so either it's d'oraisa, some say maybe it's d'oraisa. But the problem that you have in here is you're saying
you can call out to the rabbanan to do it.
Yeah, but you don't see that shot in the pasuk.
Oh, I understand.
No. Okay. So iti afilu b'shabbos l'may hilchasos. So Gemara says Amar Rav Sheshes, it's lomar she'im haya chole. If the sawyer was sick, interesting. Markivo al ktefo, he can carry it. And if he's carrying it, now he's doing what?
That's
a good question. I don't know. So the question is, so what's he? What's he carrying? He's carrying it. So what's the problem? So if you say the problem is, I think the problem has to be Shemar Yavir Dal Amos Shus Aravim, because there's a machlokus we've shown him as to whether or not the base of Middash is just a Rav or Shus Yachin. If the base of Middash is just a Ravim, then you're not carrying it from a Shus Yachin to a Shus Aravim. It's coming from a Rav to a Rav. It's all, so to what?
That's not
Rosh Hashanah. It's a
midbar.
It's a midbar. It would be a carmelis. It would be a doraisa malacha. So it would have to be, it's dalet amos versus harabim. It's carrying a dalet amos versus harabim. It would have to be. But there also happens to be, the Rambam whole, there's a machlokas as to how far the Azazel was from the Beis HaMikdash. And there is a machlokas,
How far it is? It tells us how long it was.
Yeah. How far was it?
18 mil?
Well, so if it's 18 mil, then it's more than 12 mil, then according to the Rambam, if it's more than 12 mil, it's more than 12 mil, then that chum is the Raisa. There's a machlokus. What? No one says it's more than 12
mil. No. Is it 3 mil?
What are you talking about?
No, it's 10, I don't remember 12. But the mission is
right, so someone says it's 12. So if it's 12 mil, according to the Rambam, that is an Isser of chumim. That's the Raisa. So what do you have to, according to the Rambam, why do you have to come out this whole thing of Markivo Akatevo? According to the Rambam, you have a problem with Tchum
D'Oraisa. No, you don't have a problem with Tchum, that's why it has all the stops on the way. The stops knock out Tchum.
What does that mean, the stops knock out Tchum?
You had the stops, they went from one place to another place, another place to another place, another place to another place.
According to the Rambam, it's Usser, need the Oraisa to go 12 mil from your sitting. No A Tchum, no nothing. You can't walk 12 Tchum, 12 mil. It's a D'Oraisa. Whether you stop or not, it doesn't make a difference.
Even if
we
have air on it?
There's no air for 12 mil. So it gets a question on the Rambam. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Kiman. Now we're saying that the malacha is that you're carrying an animal. Well, carrying a live animal is also a machlokas. But you say, Chai no says atzmo. Kiman. The loki Rabbi Nosson. It can't be going according to Rabbi Nosson. The Rabbi Nosson, the Rabbi Nosson, ha'amar Chai no says atzmo. So carrying a live animal is only the Rabbanon. So I feel tamer of Nassan, Kholashani. When it comes to somebody who's sick, that's a sick animal, it's different because that can't walk. So it has to do also with when it comes to children, whether a baby who can't walk, as I said, Chai knows has asthma, whether the baby, the difference between a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, whatever. Go do it. Live in a neighborhood that has an Arab. So Amar Rafram. So Amar Rafram says, from the fact that the Torah had to give us a specific heter to send the Sari HaMishtalech on Shabbos, well, isn't Yom Kippur the same halacha as Shabbos? So Zoso Meres, Eru v'hotzah l'shabbos v'ein eru v'hotzah l'yom kippurim. We have no problem about carrying on Yom Kippur. Because otherwise, why do you need a pasuk to be specific on Shabbos? Right. Yom Kippur itself, you're not allowed to do it. So it says, you see that there's no, it's only an issue of eru v'hotzah, it's only an issue on Shabbos. Tosis points out that it's just bedusa. That's not true. He says, Tosis says, Arminu b'perek amrulo, the rafim bedusahi. They asked on him, Eina Hanami, there is a halacha of Erev and Tchumim on Shabbos. It happens to be the Zeirus HaKasov in the Torah that tells us that in Kippur you walk out. And there's another person saying that even on Shabbos, because you would have thought that maybe that Zeirus HaKasov only applies Yom Kippur during the week, but it would override Shabbos. Kamash Malan, not only does it override Yom Kippur, it also overrides Shabbos.
I understand another question. It's much simpler. We have everything we do in the Beis HaMikdash is open to Shabbos anyway. We don't really care. That's out of it. Why we have Pesukim on everything
right.
that we do on a Shabbos?
Okay.
Here too, we have Pesukim on every single thing.
This is the Pesuk.
I see it. So why are we even going at these things?
You have to find that Pesuk.
That wasn't done in the base of Mikdash.
Yeah, and A wasn't done in the base of Mikdash.
This wasn't a malacha.
God said do it.
Right, so that's what he's saying.
Do it. We're saying, but this
that's exactly. But then we have to buy the. You have to find the pasuk. In each malach that was allowed to do on Shabbos, you find the pasuk.
That's what it is.
So that's what we did. So we found the pasuk there. Iti. A few of the Shabbos. That's what we have. Okay, so Iti. Iti a few of Betumah. Iti means even Betumah. Lamai Hilchasa. So what's the halacha? What does it mean that he can come even Betumah? So Amar Rav Sheshes Lomar Im Nitma Mishalcho. If the guy becomes Tamei, Nichnas Latamei LaAzara UMishalcho. He can still come into the Azara, which I find amazing. You spent all these times, all these karbanos, all these avodos are done for Tumah Mitzvah Bekachov, and then you go and do it again anyway. Amazing, basically, to go take it out. But that's the pasuk. Okay. So now comes some weird sugya. We have a bunch of questions asked to Rabbi Eliezer, and he gives these cryptic or non-answers. So, Shaulu es Rabbi Eliezer. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, Chala. So the Sar HaMishtaleach becomes sick and it can't walk. Mahu sheyarkevo al ketefo. Can the Mishtaleach carry it on his shoulder and therefore violate the malacha of Hotzah? So Amr Lahem, he says back to them, Yochul hu laharkiv aniva atem. He can carry me and you. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Yochul laharkiv aniva atem. Bari v'chazuk haya asar laharkiv oti v'eschem alav. Either he's avoiding the answer, he's saying it never happened. The Sar was always healthy enough that he could carry me and you. We don't have to worry about it. He doesn't really answer. Right. Rashi says, He never heard the answer from his Rebbe, so he didn't want to give an answer. But okay, that's one question. Next question. So the person himself, the Ish Iti, got sick. He's fasting, it took a long time and he got sick. Can you appoint somebody else? Right? So Amar Lahem, Ehev b'shalom ani v'atem. We should be in peace, me and you. Rashi says, Klomar, malachem l'shol azot, lo ani v'lo atem niskak l'shilucho. We can't, even if the chola gets sick, we're not gonna do it. I don't know what that means. He doesn't answer the question. He's basically avoiding the question. Next question. They ask, d'chafo v'lo meis. So they chucked him off the mountain, and he didn't die.
That was my question.
He didn't die. So mahu sheyered acharav yemisenu. You have to go down and then clap him so he dies. You have to go kill him down there. How can you throw him again?
Bring him up and
I don't know. There's no puzzle that says you can carry him again. So mahu sheyered acharav yemisenu. So amr lahem. So Rabbi Eliezer says back to them, Kain yovdu kolovecha Hashem. I'm not going to answer him. I'm not going to answer you. Right? All your enemies should be sent like this. I don't know what that means. Right? Rashi says, you have to go back and kill him. It doesn't answer the question. Halavai, I guess halavai, all your enemies should be dealt with this way, meaning tossed off the mountain. Okay? The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim answer the question. They say, number one, Chala, if he's sick, Markivok Tefo, you can carry him. Right? Chala, Mishalcho, Yishalchen, Biyarachem. If the guy gets sick, you'll get somebody else. The Chafa, below Mace, if you push him off the mountain and he doesn't die, what's the answer? Yeirei Achor of Yomitano. You have to go down. And he says specifically in the Rishonim that you don't have to bring him up. You go down and you kill him. And the Rambam Paskin says you kill him any way you want. You don't have to shaft him into anything. You kill him any way you want. Mechaskin Ches, I don't know why he's a shaft. He says if you go down and you shaft him, can you eat it? I'm assuming it's a trefa.
Yeah.
But if that's close off the mountain, I would assume it's a trefa. I guess if you checked it out and you saw that it wasn't a trefa, that absolutely nothing happened to it, and you shecht it, because it's now mutter b'achila. It's a milchus chinuch question. Whether it's possible or not, I'm just learning, trying to figure out the lumbus. That's the one to be.
Yeah, but how can it be a trefa if he threw him,
he's got to
be pretty
small. Oh, yeah, but if he threw him down, he may not have died, but he may have had a pierced lung or something like that.
He has to die.
So, more questions. Shaul Lewis, Rabbi Lezer. They asked Rabbi Lezer, Ploni, this individual, right? Ploni, this individual, Mahu Olam Haba. Is he going to go to Olam Haba? So Amar Lahem, he answered them, Lo shaltuni ela ploni. You didn't ask me about that guy. You asked me about somebody else. What is going on? So Rashi says, ploni ma'ud lo'olam haba, al adam echot shalu ma'amasa v'inecha. They asked about him. Yo, what do you think about this guy? So, and he said, v'yesh potrim al shlomo ben David shalom. Some say they asked about Shlomo. And Shlomo ben olam haba. And he said, you're not asking me about Shlomo, shema al avshalom shalotuni. You're asking me about the avshalom. Right? Postal says, Mahu la'olam haba. Heirish rabba l'chananel. Avshalom. I'm talking about Avshalom. Sheba al pilakshe aviv. Who had bia with the pilakshim, with the concubines of David. Mahu la'olam haba. Does he get olam haba? Meaning, is he sleeping, by sleeping with those pilakshim, did he do something really wrong? Or that could take away his olam haba? Mi svir lan had amar rab noshim b'ksuva k'dushim pilakshim l'oksuva l'okidushim. And therefore, he wasn't eish shish, right? Right, Hachem Mirim Sanhedrin Paragimel. Oh lo, the Yesh Mefarshim, and some say Sheshalu al Shlomo, that they asked about Shlomo Melech. Mi Sfilu on Rabbi Yonasan, you hold like Rabbi Yonasan, the Amar Kola Omer Shlomo Chet Chata Ein Velo Toa. You hold like this Shlomo make it do a virus or not? Shneamar Velo Haya Kilvav Al Shalem Kilvav David Aviv. Who Tlo Haya Michten? Question is, who they're asking about? You want to know? You think he's going to go all Hava? I mean, I would assume that. Yeah, I mean, Shlomo Melech and Shalom, I think, had other issues besides
the language.
What?
The
No, somebody else is Pelegish.
What's that?
David's Pelegish. Okay.
Who was the king also?
So, Mahu Lahatzil Roe Kipsa Min Ari. Can a shepherd save his sheep by killing the lion that's attacking him? I don't know. So, Amar Lahem, he says back to him, Lo Shal Tuni Ella Al Haroa. You only asked me about the Roa. Change the Girsa. Change the Girsa. You got to look at the Bach. Change the Girsa. Lo Shal Tuni. Wait, it makes sense. They ask him about the Kipsa, and they say, no, you're asking about the Kipsa. No, you ask me about the Kipsa, you know, Shaltuni El Aroa. They're asking me about the shepherd. Can you save the shepherd from the Ari? So the Gemara is, so what's that? So Rashi, Tosfo says, Mahu lahati la Kipsa min Ari. Right, Tosfo says, Klomar Basheva mi Adavid. Could we have saved Basheva from the hands of David? Mi Svirlon, does he hold like the Amr of Yonasa Masech Suvas, Kol Ayotza, the Mechemes Beis David, get creases close to Ishto? So, was she an Ashish ish or not? Did he hold that she had a get or not? So, or Mahu Lahatzil Haroe Miyad Ari, meaning Mahu Lahatzil Uriah Miyad David. Was David correct in killing Uriah, or maybe because Uriah was Machali Kava to Yoav and Welcome to Melech, is that considered more of a Mahus or not? Machlokes is whether or not that was more of a Mahus or not. Which way do you hold? That's the question he's asking. So, Mahu Lahatzil Haroe Miyad Ari, so Amar Lahem, Lo Shal Tuni Ella Alakivsa. No, you're going back and asking me at the Kavas. He wouldn't answer the question. Kept the ants going back. And then he says, Mamzer. What about a Mamzer? Mahu Lirash, Mahu Liyabin. The Mahu Liyirash. Does the Mamzer, is the Mamzer Yoresh the father? Is he considered a son, the Gaba Yerusha? Or Mahu Liyabin. Does he do Yibum? If his brother died without sons, without children, can he be considered a brother for Yibum? I don't know if it means Yibum, or does that mean that she I don't know if she can do Yibum with him. She can't have children with him, but maybe that means that maybe if he's not considered a brother, then there's no chalitza, I guess. You go to somebody else to skip. If he is considered a brother, he has to do chalitza with him. I'm not sure what would be. Okay. He doesn't answer that. Mahu lasot es beso. Can you, I guess, decorate your house? Because there's an isser about, because you have folks that have tsar on the korban abayis, and there's a person who's not maybe not allowed to decorate your house nicely because of the korban. So he says, no, mahu lasot kivro. The question is whether you're allowed to do that on your kever. So the Gemara answers, "Velo mipnei shehifligam bedvarim." It's not because he didn't know the answer. El mipnei shelo amar davar shalom pi rabbi meolam. He never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Because the Gemara in Brachos from Nachum Zayin, that Rebbe Lezer says, there's certain things that cause the Shrina to leave, and one of them is saying something that you don't hear from your Rebbe. But the Maharsha asks, and other people ask, there are plenty of times Rebbe Lezer says things that's not b'shem rabbi. So he says that that was only when his Rebbe was alive. When his Rebbe was not alive, he would say things that are not b'shem Rabbo. Okay, fine. Now we can continue with this train of thought. Shola isha chachama es Rabbi Lezer. A smart woman asked Rabbi Lezer, may acher shemaisa ha'egel shavin. Since there were a bunch of things that were done wrong when they did the maisa egel. There was a little zara. There was shvichos davim. There was gila rayos. Right? Since there was everything was aser, mipnei ma in misas on shaveh. Why were there three different types of misa? In other words, the misa mentioned that there was cherev, there was the magefa, and the people who had their bellies, you know, blown up. Why were there three different types? So Amar la, Rabbi Lezer answers back to her, ein chachma l'isha l'pelech. There's no wisdom by the woman except by the spindle. Okay. V'chein hu omer, and so too it says by the Malachas HaMishkan, V'chol isha chachma slave, v'yadeh tavu. Every woman who had the wisdom in her heart, she was able to do the sewing. Basically, he avoided the question. The question is, well, why are there three different types? He avoids the question with Hach. It's a good question. So he says, Itmar, they learned in the yeshiva, Rav Levi had a machlokas. Chad Amar once said as follows, Zibach v'kiter, the ones who worshipped the Egel, they got Sayyid. They got by the sword. So even though, and Rashi points out, even though the punishment for someone who's over the Vodazara is Skila, right, that's what it says in Dvarim, right, Uskaltem Bavaniva Mesu. So why are they getting Sayyid and not getting Skila? He says, because in the Cheta Egel, we still haven't been told, even though there was Matan Torah, they were still not told about the Dalam Misa's Basin. So the Gabi this, it's still considered Ben Noah, which is interesting. Even after Matan Torah, they're still considered Ben Noah, like Gabi this, and the Ben Noah, with the Vodazara, the punishment is Sayyid. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, the first wide line, the Kan B'Sayyid, Sha'adayim on his partial had Arba Misa's Basin. V'nidonu b'misas v'nei noach. Shekol misasun b'sayif. G'dam rimasun hezhar. That's how they get sayif. So Rabbi Levi once says that the persons people who worship Nebuchadnezzar, the Zohar, they got sayif. Gipeif v'nishek. If they hugged and kissed the egel, there's no misas based in. So then they got misas d'shamayim, which was the magefa. Samach l'vavo. The guy just was happy about it, but didn't do anything. B'hidrokan. He drank the water, and he had the whole thing with the stomach, and that's what he did. V'chad amar, and once split up the punishments differently. Edim, if somebody had saw Edim the Hasra, that they warned him, then he got the Sayyid. Edim below Hasra, if there were Edim but there was no warning, Misa. Low Edim, low Hasra, he got Hidrokan. Misa de Shemayim. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Shifto Shalevi lo Avar Avos Chachavim. The Shevet Halevi did not do the worship of Avodah Zarah by the Cheta Egel. Shenemar, the pasuk says after the Ma'is Egel, it says Vayom Moshe b'Shar Machaneh, and he says Vayom Er Mila Shem Elai Vayasafu Alav Kol Bnei Levi, and all Bnei Levi came to him. Okay, so when he says whoever's the Yirei Hashem was a Levi, they didn't do the Avera. Yosef Ravina Kamala Hashmaita, Ravina was sitting, and he learned this memra of Rabbi Yehuda that Bnei Levi did not sin by the Cheta Egel, and Esbe Bnei Rapapa Bar Abel Ravina. So the Bnei Rapapa asked Ravina. Pasuk says when it came to Moshe was giving the brachos to at the end of the varim, he says how Omer la vivli mo lo receive as a chavlo kiras but avlo yoda. So it's talking about Levi was being no came nikmas Hashem, and it says they didn't recognize their fathers, they didn't recognize their brothers. Meaning if their fathers did it, they killed him. If their brothers did it, they killed him. So who their if their fathers and brothers? They're from Levi. Their fathers and brothers are from Levi. So what's the answer going to be? It's their father from another mother. It's their brother from another mother who was not from Bnei Levi. So he says La'aviv. It's La'aviv Imo Yisrael. It's basically his grandfather who's a Yisrael. The father of his mother was Yisrael. Echav is not really his brother. It's Echav Me'imo. It's his mother from a different Me'Yisrael. It's from Yisrael. And Banav is Bnei Bito Yisrael. It's his grandchildren from Yisrael. So whoever they killed, they were not Kohanim or Levium. Now the Mishnah also mentioned that you had this kevesh that they would make from the Bav, because in order to avoid the Bavloyim, because they would assault the Ish-Iti on his way. So Amar Rabba Bar Chana, lo Bavloyim hayu, it was not the Babylonians, Ella Alexandrium hayu, they were the Alexandrians from Mitzrayim. And why they called them Bavloyim? Because they hated the Babylonians so much. Umitoch, she sonim es ha-Bavloyim, hayu korin osam al-Shamon. Because they hated the Babylonians, they would call them Babylonians. I don't know. They didn't like the Babylonians because they didn't make Aliyah. That must be the reason. Yeah. Tanya, learning a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo Bavloyim hayu, weren't Babylonians, el Alexandrium hayu. They were Alexandrians. So Amar lo Rabbi Yossi is a Babylonian, now feels better. Tanuach daitcha sheinach des daiti. He made me feel better because it's not the bad. What's it mean? I'm not the bad guy. Those Alexandrians. It's them. Okay. So the Mishnah then said they would assault him and say, Tol Vetse, go out quickly. So Tana, learning a brisa, Ma shehet sefiran day v'chobe dara sagiyin. Why are you delaying the seir? Our avonos are on it. Go quickly and get rid of it. So you're saying the Aramaic saying of what they did, which was ma shehet sefiran day v'chobe dara sagiyin. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Everybody have a wonderful day. Yeah, all right.